Yeah, I'm Ali Yassin. I'm one of the vice chairmen of the Yes for Wales campaign.
And Ali, if you could just describe a little bit about the mood this morning here in the Senate.
Well, I think everybody within the Yes for Wales campaign is quietly confident. I mean, we've had some of the polls come in. They vary. They're kind of more or less in line with the polls that came in for the London mayoral elections. And considering that, you know, there was very little publicity on this referendum, that's pretty good, really.
What are you hearing about the turnout at the moment?
Well, it varies in, you know, different areas. I think Merthyr was something like 29%. We've had other areas where it's been over 44-45%. You know, I mean, it's quite varied. I mean, it's more or less in line with the last referendum. It's gone up in some areas and it's levelled out in others. It was unfortunate that the True Wales campaign refused to become the official No campaign, which forced us to kind of get a lot of volunteers out. Thankfully, you know, quite a number of volunteers did get out, did get the message across to voters in Wales. Most people in Wales did get a grasp of what this is about. I mean, let's face it, we are an intelligent nation, you know, and people are quite kind of concerned that, you know, decisions that are made about Wales should be made here in Wales. And I think that was the message that we were trying to get across, and that was the message that most people took on board. And because of that, I think that's why we're, I suppose, quietly confident that Wales has voted, you know, for a yes vote.
And you're a Cardiff man yourself, are you? Which area of Cardiff do you live in?
Well, I've lived in most areas of Cardiff. I'm from this actual area here, the docks area of Cardiff originally, and I live a stone's throw away in Grangetown now. But I've kind of lived in most areas of Cardiff. And as I said earlier in the week, I don't often get involved in political campaigns. I tend to look at the arguments being put in front of me by various politicians and make a decision based on what is presented to me. With this campaign, I felt that it was a no-brainer. I mean, the whole issue of the LCOs, you know, the Assembly members having to go back and forth to Westminster for decisions that only affected us in Wales, kind of delayed process. It stopped scrutiny to some extent, and it cost money. You know, and to me, it just seemed to make absolute sense that that, you know, the Assembly is given the tools to do the job that they're elected to do. And hopefully, if the people of Wales have delivered a yes, a vote to those politicians, come May, let the people decide which politicians are here to use those laws. And hopefully we'll see a benefit for everybody who lives in Wales. I'm very positive about Cardiff. I mean, I was one of the people who did vote yes in the last referendum. And I voted yes because I believe we have the talent, we have the intelligence here to be able to run our own affairs in Wales. I don't advocate separatism. I don't advocate any of the muddied kind of issues that the No campaign were throwing out. I just believe that people of Cardiff have seen the benefit of having an assembly here in the city. It's brought a lot of inward investment to our capital it's to be envied, you know, across Europe. You know, it's also a capital city that attracts an incredible amount of not just tourists but students who want to come here, people who want to settle in Cardiff, who see Cardiff is offering a real future, and I think that has kind of filtered out throughout the rest of Wales, you know, and I think a lot of people now are proud to have Cardiff as their capital city.
We're standing in the Senate building, which obviously was part of the happened after the last referendum. Does it make you sort of feel that sense of pride that you're just talking about being here today and you know, looking around? It's quite a sunny day as well, isn't it? So what are your general sort of feelings?
Well, I grew up here, you know. I grew up, I was born literally a stone's throw away from where we're standing here in this incredible building. I never for the life of me expected, you know, as a child, that these docks here, where they were working docks when I was a child, would ever be as incredible as it is now. You know, the architecture here, the amount of tourists that come here. You know, we had a really close-knit community when I was a child here. Fantastic community. But it's blossomed, you know, and the whole area has blossomed. And, I mean, most local people here can see the benefits that the Senedd, the you know, the and everything else that it's brought to the area. So I'm personally very proud, you know, of the way Cardiff has transformed because of the Assembly.